Sometimes it's not easy being a liberal, Mark. You know that, right? We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, you know I love my wife.
Of course.
Well, you know, my wife and I are on different coasts, and I miss her a lot. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I get lonely.
Yeah?
What I'm trying to say is, Mark, is I love porn.
Mark, pornography is something that takes the most tender and sacred of human acts and removes it of all intimacy.
I know. Isn't it great?
Mark!
What? I'm sorry. I know. Look, every time I watch porn, I feel guilty. I feel guilty because it fosters cultural sexism and it isolates me. It taints my mind. It gives me porn eye for days on end. I feel guilty about how women are presented. They're completely dehumanized. But, you know, sometimes dehumanization is such a turn-on.
Mark!
What?
When we objectify and degrade our fellow humans, we are suppressing a deeper spiritual consciousness.
All right, well, look, a deeper spiritual consciousness is great, but it just doesn't turn me on the same way. It's much harder to get off, okay? What should I do, Mark?
Mark, you have to remember that there is no such thing as a solitary action, even when it comes to watching porn. And you're not just objectifying women. When you support porn, you are being objectified as well.
How so? What do you mean?
I mean that when you download porn on your computer or order it on cable or in your hotel room, you are giving financial support to the media monopolies that wish to dehumanize us and objectify us all as docile, submissive consumers.
In other words, the biggest money shot of all is corporate profit.
Exactly. As your penance, you must abstain from porn for a month, and during that month, you must watch at least 3 Lifetime movies a week, all the way through, and no touching.
Oh, man, wait, not even the movies with Melissa Gilbert?
No!
Valerie Bertinelli?
No!
Oh, that's...
Now
harsh.
Go forth and sin no more.
Harsh, man.
Amen.
You know, Riley, thank you for my penance.
No charge.
And if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, now, listen, this time maybe we don't want to get the I just yelled at a conservative kind of thing. That's a nice confessional, but we've heard a lot of them lately. Let's try some other stuff for a change. What do you say, Maren?
Deep, dark secrets.
What
do you got?
Yeah, man. Any of you carry guns? I like those kind of confessions.
Anything, anything. We'll take anything, really. 866-303-2270. We'll talk to you in a minute. Past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Oh, yeah.
It's confession time, 866-303-2270. What do you got on your mind? What's eating at you? Here we go, Brad in Pismo Beach.
Pismo Beach.
How are you, Brad?
I'm conflicted, my father's.
Oh, what's the matter, buddy?
I have to confess that I bought an SUV this week.
Oh, that's a bad one. How big of an SUV, Brad?
It's a midsize. It's not one of the giant ones. It's not one of the dinky ones.
So you did make a little bit of a compromise in your choice.
I did.
And how many blocks to the gallon does this thing get?
Well, it actually does pretty good. It's a 6-cylinder SUV.
Oh, okay.
So I bought it because I run deliveries every night, and I needed something that was going to... that was going to hold everything, but I'm still conflicted.
So you needed it for your job. You've got a medium-range SUV. It's got a 6-cylinder engine. You made some concessions. It sounds like you did okay. I understand your conflict. Well, I think that your penance should be, occasionally, when the spirit moves you, just to stop at a bus stop and pick a few people up and take them to where they're going.
There it is. What do you think?
Wow. Hey, cool.
Free rides. There you go.
There's somebody right there. I'll pick him up.
Okay.
Just hope the Pismo Beach Taxi Commission.
he seemed to be a little sarcastic with that. Maybe you should just take your friends in a carpool.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Brad. Thanks, man. Thanks. All right. I hope that helped him out. Here we go. Kirk. How you doing, Kirk?
What's up,
Atlanta.
Kirk?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, but I'm a little bit conflicted myself.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some help from you boys.
Yeah. Sure.
I have been reading Pat Buchanan's weekly column.
Oh,
and
boy.
I know. Yeah. And he makes sense in about half of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to agree with about half of them because I'm married and I have children, and my views have changed a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think Riley can help you out. Give us a little history of Pat Buchanan quickly.
Pat Buchanan is the guy who said that Washington, D.C. was a much better place when it was segregated.
Yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah.
Pat Buchanan didn't even think that the 1964 Civil Rights Act, an act that, as far as I know, has harmed no one in 40 years, that it never should have been passed. Is that Pat Buchanan you're talking about?
That's the same one, but I don't agree with those views.
Okay, well, Kirk, I think maybe if you find some of the views that you agree with in Pat Buchanan, he probably stole them from somewhere else.
What other views does he hold?
He is really against the neocons, and he thinks they're bad for America.
Oh, but that's good, so you don't have to attribute that to him.
Yeah, and he has some pretty strong immigration views. He goes over the top, but if Mexicans couldn't find jobs here, they wouldn't come here, and he's got a point in that. So,
it's
artificially driving down the cost of labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he's not insane, because he's obviously insane, but I do agree with some of the things that he says, and I don't feel good about that. I have a hard time with that.
Well, I think that maybe some of the views that he's saying that you agree with are also, you know, out there in the world that they're not necessarily attached to Pat Buchanan. I think you should detach those views from Pat Buchanan, let him go because he's an ass. I know sometimes it seems like he's got his act together and that he's tough on things, but he's really an ass. And what's the other thing you want?
Wait! I got a penance for him.
Okay.
I got a penance for you, Kirk.
Okay.
The director's cut of Ralph Nader on the Road.
There you go.
Okay. Buy it, watch it, live it.
What's the other confession, though?
Oh, the other confession, I'm not sure I really want to say it on the air now.
Go ahead, say it. Come on.
It's personal. Sometimes in the morning, after my wife has left with the kids, I turn on Fox in the Morning because Edie Hill's legs, and, I mean, she's smart, she's hot. I have a thing for her. What can I do?
Well, as long as you're masturbating for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's not going
on. No, that's not in his program. See, this is
that's not
in
my program.
This is not
my wife and I sleep in the same bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not for long if she finds out about this.
Well, you see, but yeah.
All right. I didn't mean to imply anything. But, All right. Well, I guess your penance on that one is, just to, what do you think, Mark?
Maybe watch a Sissy Spacek movie.
That's tough.
All right,
Ooh.
Kirk. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, man.
I saw her on TV last night. That's the only reason why I mentioned Sissy Spacek.
We'll take some more if you want. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Greg in New Haven. What's going on?
Hey, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you doing, man?
Good. Well, after years of preaching to others against the evils of Walmart and encouraging them not to shop there and actually embarrassing them if they do,
mm-hmm.
On a road trip, my sister and I broke down and actually shopped at one while on vacation a couple months ago.
Oh, wow. How'd you feel? Dirty? Excited? What?
Well, this is the problem.
Yeah.
I was a little excited. And what's worse is that since then, I really want to go back. I'm attracted to the low prices and the associates with the blue...
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You got a thing for the associates?
The associates with the blue, I can't remember what the thing is that they wear, the vest.
Yeah, the weird thing, you get a taste, it's like crack. Because you walk in, it's just overwhelming, you're like, oh my God, I can get anything for almost nothing. I think your penance has got to be,
I know what his penance is.
Oh, and what do you got for him?
Greg, you live in New Haven, right?
I sure do, where they're building them everywhere.
Okay, now I got your penance. Can you spell bodega? You know what a bodega is, right?
I don't.
You don't? They got bodegas in New Haven? Anyway, it's a small Spanish supermarket. They sell everything that Walmart does, only for about 50% higher.
Yeah.
You got to go and spend at least $20.
I'm there.
In a bodega.
The great thing also about shopping at some bodegas is, sometimes you don't know really what's going on in the bodega.
Or what it is that you're buying.
Yeah. So you get the thrill of maybe being in the crossfire of some sort of, strange criminal act. And also buying overpriced merchandise.
Yeah, and don't mind the pit bulls. It's okay.
And you might also want to just, maybe once shop at one of the smaller family-owned businesses like Sears or Kmart.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Take it easy.
All right, Greg.
See you later.
No more.
All right, what else?
Uh-oh, we got somebody else in Connecticut, do we?
This is fun.
Yeah.
All right, Chris in Connecticut, what's going on?
What's up, Chris?
I've been living with a terrible burden for 20 years.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. That's deep.
When I lived in New York 20 years ago and was working the polls
at
the 1984 election.
Yeah.
An elderly lady with poor vision couldn't make out the levers in the booth.
Yeah.
She wanted to know which was the lever for Reagan.
Yeah.
And myself and the Republican attendant went into the booth to help her, but it turned out the Republican attendance wasn't Republican just poor.
No.
It registered Republican every year for the, I think it was $65 back then.
Oh, wow.
That you get for a day's work.
Yeah.
So it was left for me to pull the lever.
Yeah.
And you pulled it for Fritz Mondale, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You pulled it for Reagan?
That's where the burden comes in. Yes, I did the right thing.
Oh, see, this would have put Fritz over the top.
So you're actually, you did the right thing, and you feel bad for doing the right thing.
Oh, I felt terrible for 20 years.
Well, I guess you can rest reassured that it probably wasn't that vote that put him over the top. But, you know, I guess, you know what? You're going to have to go out and do a bad thing for an old person. There's only one way to counteract this, Chris.
Yeah.
It's going to probably be more painful than the actual action you took the first time.
Yep.
Take it easy. Thanks for calling, Chris. We'll take a few more of these after the break. Yeah, 866-303-2270 if you want to confess.
Confess.
The poor guy's been carrying the burden of doing the right thing for 20 years. It's 42 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition.
Call us at 866-303-2270.
That's 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition
on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Yeah.
We're taking your confessions at 866-303-2270. Had some guy confess to doing the right thing and just plaguing him for 20 years.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. If you missed it, you missed something funny. Jim in San Francisco listening to The Quake.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy? What kind of burden are you carrying on your heart there today?
You know, I generally oppose the death penalty, but I think in Scott Peterson's case, we need to ram through these appeals in time for him to drag across from the ferry building up Market Street and crucify that son of a...
Oh, good.
Wow.
You bleeped yourself.
On Good Friday.
Wow, biblical stuff going on there, huh?
But
what's up with that?
Well, yeah, you know, it sounds to me that you're setting it up for that maybe, you know, thousands of years from now that you might deify Scott Peterson if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I look at the short term. It'd be a good kickoff for the tourist season.
Oh, God. How long would you leave him up?
Well, 3 days.
Let
the vultures pick the bones clean.
Wow. Why do you think you've shifted so dramatically from your philosophical standing on the death penalty, your moral standing with this particular case?
This is a sin of thought. I'm conflicted. I'm burdened. Okay.
Yeah.
And but this guy is just a total sleaze.
Yes.
I mean, total.
Psychopath, sociopath, unconscious. He has no conscience. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's a tough penance.
Yeah, what penance?
The other thing is that we don't know that the Uber governor might not, you know, let him out of jail sometime. And if he's dead, that's one guy who's not going to kill anybody again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're really ready to needle him up, huh?
He's ready to crucify him, Mark.
Oh, you really want to crucify him?
Really want to crucify him.
Wow. Well, I guess, you know, your penance is difficult, but you're going to have to forgive him.
Wow. That's a tall order, huh?
It is.
Well, think about it.
It's going to be in San Francisco because Modesto has no hills.
So I guess the penance didn't work out. So you want maybe right on top of Twin Peaks there, right where the big tower is and the radio tower?
Yep.
Well, wow. You know, it doesn't sound to me like penance is...
Tom Davidson Cross is too big.
Wow. Right, it is too big. He's just a man.
You really thought this out, haven't you, Jim?
Yeah, I don't think you're...
I was on hold for a while.
Yeah. I don't think you're in the mood to hear any penance.
Yeah.
But, you know,
lay it on me.
I think that as a person who's against the death penalty, you're going to need to either forgive Scott Peterson, or if you do crucify him, you're going to have to worship him for a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got to get back
to work. I forgive you, Scott. I forgive you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. That was pretty big. That was big. That's a spiritual giant there.
Something tells me Scott Peterson's not listening. I don't think he can stream us. But I don't know. Maybe he could get us on the Quake. But
okay. So now what do we got here? We got Mark in Missouri. Mark,
yeah.
How are you? Missouri. You listening to Sirius. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay. Blue heart here in a red state, and I'm starting to have deep Republican thoughts.
Oh, my God.
I need penance.
Okay, that happens, man.
Yesterday, went to the gas pump. It's $1.53 here.
Whoa.
And I've also dropped 10 cents in 3 days, and also have read in the news that 10 soldiers have died in the past 3 days in Iraq, and I'm thinking like a Republican. A few more hundred, a few more thousand, whatever the percentage is in relation to troops being killed and gas falling, we can get that gas price down below a dollar.
Wow, that's pretty heartless, Mark.
Republican.
That's some dark stuff there.
Yeah, it is deep Republican.
It's deep Republican. It's ideologically, core Republican, and so you've gone pretty deep. So I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to walk to work.
Yeah.
For at least a month or until you really understand, what's going on again, and perhaps you might have to carry the cross with Scott Peterson on it, with you to work on your back.
If I thumb, will it be acceptable to take a ride in an H2 Hummer?
Never.
It's a whole different issue because you could get into that car and start discussing your beliefs with the guy who drives that car, and you'll find an agreement there. And the next thing you know, you're voting Republican. Now I've just changed it. You got to walk with no shoes.
I will do it.
Okay,
thank you,
Mark. Good luck with everything.
My brothers.
Yes, yes.
People are really into this. It's starting to scare me.
Yeah, that was he was in a dark place.
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right. So let's just take what we got time. For a quick one. Michael is streaming in New York. How are you, Michael?
No, I think this is Jack.
Oh, Jack. How are you, Jack?
Yo, Jack.
Hi. I have a confession that sometimes when I hear how Bush is destroying the environment, I get a little satisfaction because I think of all the Nayarites and Green voters I beg to vote for Kerry or Gore.
Oh, really? So you get satisfaction when you know the environment's being destroyed because you think they screwed up the vote.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's wrong of me to feel good about it, but it hurts so much when I'm begging these voters, look, just
do the right thing so we can get this guy out of office, and they didn't listen to you.
Right, and they thought that it would help the environment, and look how bad it's getting hurt.
Well, you live on Staten Island?
Yeah.
Well, so you're already doing your penance.
You're correct.
Whoa. Okay. I don't know if Kalo's buying into that one.
I'm kidding.
You okay?
I think that what you're going to have to do is, I think for the next couple of weeks, just take a hike up that dump hill. and stand on top of it, take a few deep breaths, and walk down, all right?
I'll do that.
All right, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Walk down if you can after taking a few deep breaths.
I'm sorry about Staten Island.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, that happened.
Like,
it is what it is.
No one's ever made that joke before.